didn't have many clothes in those days. Like, you know, I know that, for instance, I know when my husband's mother died, I just had just one outfit of clothing for my three children. Well, I went in there, and the day she died, and I put those clean clothes on my children. Well, then I had to wash them the next day before the funeral so they'd wear them to the funeral. That's the way we did.
Where was she buried?
She was buried out here in the Alabama Cemetery. Mm-hmm.
It's nice to have your family close that way.
I've lost two children, and they were buried out there. I've had eight children. Uh-huh. Six of them are living.
When did you call, a piece of furniture, something like that one in there, where you could sit on it or lie down on
the
it?
The van. We had a 1914, when we built this house, we had a couch, they called it. It's a leather couch.
Uh-huh.
These chairs had leather on them. We redone those.
Uh-huh.
They were leather. And these are the same old chairs. My boys built that at school, that desk.
Well,
I'll
be darned.
Yeah,
gee, that's a nice job.
Yeah, it's all right. That's good.
When did you get to pull down on your windows to keep the light out?
Blinds. They were just the green blinds.
Oh, I remember those when I was a boy. And they get cracks in them,
and
you lie in bed and see the sunlight shine through.
Yeah, and I don't know what I liked them a little bit better than I do these Venetian blinds.
Yeah, they certainly aren't as hard to dust.
Well, that's my teaspoon I have as a wedding gift. That's the only one I have left.
Oh, I noticed that out there. That's certainly
my daughter had it
neatly framed.
My daughter had it framed for me. My oldest daughter did.
Did you have one of those old clothes closet-like things on casters that you could roll around? Did you get one of those?
No, we had a folding bed. After we had two children, we bought a folding bed and had a mirror on it. It in our bed was all we had in our living room out there, when we had the one room in the kitchen, you know. The folding bed, and it had a mirror on it.
Well, what did you call this room when you first built the house?
A living room. We call that the living room. We call this the dining room.
Uh-huh. Did you ever have a parlor?
At home we did. We had a parlor.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, at home we had a parlor.
That was a separate room?
Yeah, that's a separate room.
You just went in when company came?
Yeah, just went in there when company came. There had no bed in there or anything.
Uh-huh.
And I never have had a parlor here. We just always lived all over our whole house.
I think that's the only sensible way of doing it, don't you?
Yeah.
What did people call this thing that they could hang their clothes in and move it around from room to room if they wanted to?
Well, I know what you mean. We used to, seem like we used to have one of them. Wardrobe.
Yeah.
We used to have one of those. I don't know what become of that.
Hmm.
It was real tall, you know, and had doors on it. Wardrobe.
Yeah.
Yeah. That really. My husband, when we married, they had a chest that they brought over from Germany. His mother and father came over from Germany. His father came over in 1956. He was 10 weeks on the water in a sailboat.
My goodness.
Uh-huh. And they brought all their household goods with them, and the whole family, and they went down in the very bottom of the ship for $100.
Mm.
They was allowed to come, you know. And
that was $100 a piece?
No, all of them,
the
whole family and their furniture. And they had this old wooden chest, and it had a home. It was put together with wooden pegs, and it is real long, and it could hold a long woman's coat in it or anything like that. That's what they packed their clothes in they used that. And it was homemade, and it was real light wood, and it had a homemade lock on it, you know. That,